Morning show at East Coast Now. The Board of Management at Coláiste de Craobh Abhainn in Kilcool are looking to increase the capacity of the school and intend to apply for planning permission to expand. Independent Councillor Tom Fortune is a member of the Board of Management and he joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Just to explain, how big is Coláiste de Craobh Abhainn and who does it cater for?
Coláiste de Craobh Abhainn at the moment caters for... We have 820-odd students in the school. We cater for the Kilcool, Newtown, Mount Kennedy and Roundwood as the catchment area. So there's a massive demand for facilities. The planning permission is actually gone in, which is great news. We're looking to extend the school to a 1,000-student school. It's urgently needed. We've been lobbying for it. So at this stage, Declan, for years, the principal, Oliver Stack, has been pushing it very, very, very hard. Indeed, so have the parents group and people like Deirdre Merriman and people like that have been pushing and pushing for this as well. It's essential this happens. It's a bit unfortunate that it takes so long, but this is going to be fantastic. It's basically going to be a two-story extension of about 580,000 square meters. Basically, the department have acquired some land to the east of the site. So we're going to have the sports field be moved. There's a central garden to go in. There's obviously classrooms, offices, a multi-purpose hall. So it'll be massive for the school, and it'll also add a lot of capacity outside of classrooms to the school as well. As you know from previous conversations, Declan, we've had the whole area of where I live and beyond is exploding. So this kind of infrastructure is essential. And while we've had to push the boulder up a hill for a long time, it's great now that the planning permission's gone in. That takes about 8 weeks. So then we'll be pushing hard for the department to get on then and do the extension.
Okay,
so we'll have the thing in place, hopefully, by sometime next year.
Okay, and it caters for girls and boys, isn't it?
It caters for girls and boys. As I said, there's 820 students in it at the moment. The school at the moment, in fact, struggles to cater for that many students. But you know also from previous conversations we've had with you on the problem every September, trying to find places for students. So the likes of this will obviously help. But it's great. It's fantastic news and we're all very, very pleased.
Okay. And tell us about the reconfiguration of the land around that. And it is close to houses as well. So will they be impacted by this?
No, a meeting has taken place already with a number of residents who live in the immediate area, and that meeting has gone very well. Where the current playing pitch is in CCA, that will obviously be part of what's happening with the development, and that will be moved on to this new piece of land that's right beside the site. So we're very fortunate for that. There'll be reconfiguration of entrances and different things. Like that, but the end product will be very good. And my understanding from the meeting that took place, the residents that attended that were very pleased with what they were told and how things were explained to them, which is very, very important. You have to take everybody's views into place. But this school is so essential, Declan. It's so essential for the area. I mean, we've got kids coming out of the national school in Kilcool, which also has 500-600 students in it, and they're struggling to get into Coláiste de Craobh Abhainn, which is just down the road from them, and they would expect that would happen automatically. But because the school is designated for Kilcool, Newtown and Roundwood, that can be a struggle and has been a struggle over recent years.
Right. Okay, so where we're at is planning permission goes into Wicklow County Council.
Yeah.
What's the role of the Department of Education here?
What happens is the department obviously have put the planning together and all the detail around that. That goes into Wicklow County Council. That process in Wicklow County Council takes 8 weeks. And then the council could or may come back with questions. But hopefully because of it's a school scenario and the department would know how to put that in, that shouldn't happen. So then after the planning permission is granted, it's a question then of the schedule being put in place to commence the project, and obviously we'll be putting pressure on for that. And I'd also like to make reference also to the KWETB, who the school is part of that KWETB network. Obviously they've been doing their bit as well at their end, but I want to pay particular tribute to the principal. He certainly taken this by the you know what and pushed it. And the board of management has been obviously in behind them, as indeed have the parents and people like Deirdre and lots of other parents want this to happen, because it's because you have situations, second, where families would have a child in school in CCA, and they're not able to get on occasion, not able to get another member of the same family in because of the pressure like on school places for the last number of years has just been totally unfair, and it's the pressure and stress it puts on families and children is just not justified. But this is good news, and I want to be very positive about it. So hopefully Wicklow will let this happen in the 8 weeks, and then we'll start looking for the start date, which is all, as I understand, part of the schedule that's there for us.
Okay, very good. And I'll go to Deirdre Merriman, who you mentioned there in a second, but just to ask you, you hope to increase the capacity of the school by 20%.
Yeah.
And, okay, you can put on classrooms. Is there any need for other facilities if you've got 200 or so extra students going to the school every day?
Well, what's happening, Declan, with the extension is there, as part of the development, there's extra classrooms, obviously, as we said, going in. There's a multi-purpose area, hall area. They're putting in a sensory guarding, they're putting in hard surface courts. Obviously, the sports field will be developed and probably made better than what's currently there. All those facilities are needed, because I can tell you from my experience on the board of management, trying to run an organisation like a school with the guts of 1,000 young people in it is one hell of a job, and the principals in these schools, really, the work the responsibility they have and the work they do is just, it's fantastic. And as I say, Kilcool are delighted that this is happening, and also obviously the people in Newtown and Roundwood similarly, because the pressure every September, Declan, is unfair, as I suppose is the only word I'd use, you know.
Right, okay. And one last question before we go to Deirdre. And it is the ethos of the school and the philosophy of the school. It's called Coláiste de Craobh Abhainn. Is it a Gaelic school? Is it Educate Together? Is it a religious ethos? What's the school?
It's a very... Coláiste de Craobh Abhainn is part of the KWETB network of schools. It's very diverse in all of its ethos. All people of all denominations and whatever way you want to define people are part of the school and are in the school. We're not Educate Together. We're not Gaelic School. We're a community college, I suppose, fundamentally. But the KWETB would have 11 schools around Wicklow, and they would have a similar number of schools around Kildare. Wicklow and Kildare are combined under the, there's a board of the KWETB. And these schools are all under that control. So that's the makeup of the school, and that's what the school is.
Okay, very good. All right. We mentioned Deirdre several times. It'd be good to talk to her now. Hello to you, Deirdre Merriman.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good to talk to you again. And of course, we've spoken to you many times before about the lack of school places in the Kilcool area. And we call it Kilcool because the school is there, but it takes in all those other areas as well. And you are part of a group, of course, which is called A Place for All. Are you welcoming this news?
Absolutely. It's long overdue, but we're going to embrace it with both arms. And hopefully, as Tom said, there will be no issues with the planning permission. And we'll have builders on the ground starting next summer, hopefully. One thing that Tom didn't mention, and it could be a bit of a problem. We're in a bundle with a number of other schools that the Department of Education have grouped together for the various bundles, and depending on the urgency of works required and the type of works required, schools get grouped together. And the planning permission goes out for all schools, and then all schools go to tender. So one big company would take on the project of maybe 6 or 7 schools, and they could be a new build, could be extensions like our own, there could be refurbs, you know, it could be all different types. But the advantage of this is that you have one huge company who would have the resources and the plant and hopefully would have no delays. And they could just start all these schools at the same time and move forward as quickly as possible. The advantage of this, I suppose, is that you're not waiting on independent contractors who might have to wait for plant hire because they don't own enough their own or whatever. But the disadvantage is that if any of the schools in our bundle have problems with their planning permission, we have to wait. So we're really hoping that, number one, all schools have no issues. And as Tom said there, like Oliver Stack has been very involved in the design process and has been assured by the architects that the Department of Education have done their very best to ensure that all school projects, this planning commission, you know, will be submitted with the least amount of issues as possible. So they have experience in this area. But that's the only thing that's kind of could hold us back, is that there may be absolutely no issues with our project, but other projects could stall, and therefore we have to wait for them. So we're going to be putting huge pressure on our five TDs in Wicklow to ensure that any issues with any of the schools in our bundle, and some of them are in the Wicklow area, are sorted out as quickly as possible, so that we don't have to wait any longer than necessary. Right. As Tom said, Kilcool has waited far too long for, number one, for the school to be built in the first place. It was long overdue. We finally got a school, and then the population exploded, and we've been waiting a very long time for this permanent extension.
Well, that brings me to
a number of prefabs down there at the moment.
To a central question. With Kilcool expanding, and you're getting 200 extra places, but you also have in the catchment area, Newtown Mount Kennedy, reputed to be the fastest expanding town in Ireland.
Yeah, there's a huge need for Newtown to have its own secondary school.
Exactly.
And I know a number of the parents up there have been campaigning. There's land that's designated educational up there. So it's not as if they have to go searching for a bit of land. Like, there is land up there that's designated educational. But, you know, these things just take an incredibly long period of time to process, unnecessarily so. And it is generally the community, the pressure from the community that itself, that actually gets the job done in the end. It's not the officials in the Department of Education. I mean, in our case here, it's been the principal, it's been the Board of Management, it's been the parents putting pressure on the TDs so that they bring the issues to the Dáil. That's not our job, you know? There's people here who have these jobs to do. We all have our own jobs. We have our families. But we're taking on this additional work, and it is basically he or she who shouts the loudest gets heard. And I know the parents of the Newtown and Kennedy are starting to shout, and that's going to be the next big project for this immediate area, to get a secondary school into Newtown and Kennedy to cater for thousands of families that are going to be moving into that town over the next couple of years, and the families who have already moved in.
And the kids that are grown up in Charlesland as well, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah. And they have the Greystones Community College, I think, have put in for their planning permission. So hopefully their school will progress with no issues. And in, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, hopefully they'll have a permanent building there in behind the athletics track at Gojum. They're in prefabs down at the rugby club and the tennis club, that area at the moment. You know, we've talked about this before. The government have the census figures. They know how many people are in the area. They know how many kids go into junior infants every year. Like, it doesn't take a rocket science to work out that in 8 years' time, those kids are going to need a secondary school.
Exactly. So this is only the start. Let me go back to Councillor Tom Fortune there, who's on the Board of Management of Gloucester Craven. Tom, a couple of things there that Deirdre's raised. The bundling with other schools within County Wicklow, and you know, how all that works, and if there's a hiccup along the way, we could be found ourselves in a position where we're waiting.
Yeah, Deirdre has put that across very well. I would agree with what she said. Yeah, no, that's already been is in the melting pot, and has already had discussions with the department and everyone associated with it. Obviously, we're going to have to put pressure on to make sure, as Deirdre pointed out, that doesn't hold us up unduly. But really, to get into the stage, like, where we have gone in for planning permission and all of that is massive, because often the projects like this, there's a made reference there to Greystones. I can recall the secondary school in Greystones was to start almost 3.5 years ago. And that site has only been officially handed over very recently. And again, that's urgently needed as well. And with that school being built, it'll obviously take pressure off our immediate area. But yeah, obviously this is great news, but we're going to have to continue to lobby and continue to push the department, because the problem, Declan, with all this kind of stuff, and I'm a pain in my face sometimes even going on about some of the things, that it just takes so long. The time is always a big challenge, and the urgency that we have as parents, as Deirdre says, and as the Board of Management.
Yeah, the kids are grown up. September comes around fast.
Yeah. We've had kids in Kilcool who would have been expecting things to change, and they've gone through national school, they've gone through secondary school, they're in various universities now. Time just seems to be an issue. But this whole idea of, sometimes you get the impression that the department is hoping the problem will go away. But the Kilcool area, the Greystones area, Newtown, Mount Kennedy, those areas are exploding, and the demand for housing has gone through the roof. So that's going to continue.
Okay, so really,
this kind of infrastructure is so essential. And
okay, can we say then to finish on this that it's only the beginning, really, because this is not the end.
It's slightly more than that. I have to say. I think
with 200 places with the growing demographics.
Yeah, you know. Obviously. The school, there is a demand and there is a need for a school in Newtown and Kennedy as well, and hopefully that will happen. But as Deirdre said to you already, it's taken a long number of years for us in the first instance to get the school into school, and then secondly to now try and get it to grow. But there was people, Declan, in officialdom who said back in the day that building the school in Kilcool was the greatest load of nonsense that ever existed.
We won't worry about them. I mean, if it's moved on now. But listen, keep us informed of what's going on. No doubt, Deirdre, you'll be campaigning vigorously, as you've always done, about this too. Fingers crossed. Okay, thank you very much indeed.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Deirdre Merriman, the last voice you heard there from the group, A Place for All, looking for those school places for children in that general area, and also independent councillor Tom Fortune, who's on the Board of Management of Coloiste Craveowen.